Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
Still cold. He was like, 2 minutes.
That was him.
Dang.
Yep. I don't know if he was doing stand-up then. I think he might have been.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's my career. I'm wait till I'm fucking old.
No, it was do it. A pretty chill crowd, but even they were like, all right. Because, I mean, he goes a little on the hard racial end of things.
Yeah.
Why is your fingernail painted?
Oh, that's to remind me not to drive drunk anymore. Some girl, when I passed out the other night. I'm a dude. I got water and soap. And
that was Monday.
Actually, last Saturday night here, we got faded.
Yeah, thank you for the pictures, right? My wife, hold on. So we were talking about last Saturday night. My wife gets home last Monday, and she's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? I'm like, what do you mean? Did you see what Ray posted? And I was like,
I have a picture.
No. It gives a picture of Matt laying on my ass on that couch
what
right
the
there.
Hell?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No.
Relax. We're fully enclosed. It was one of those goodbye hugs.
It's dried by now.
It's one of those goodbye hugs. My wife's like, what are you guys doing? Because I came home and I passed the fuck.
That is a really good question. I don't remember that picture being taken either.
Well, Ray was.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, their shirts was on, but their pants were off. I don't know what happened.
So what happened after that?
No pants.
Went to the Rio to plug my Sunday show over there and drank more there, and then I went to the clubhouse to plug my Tuesday show.
Dude, you don't need to plug the clubhouse. That clubhouse is going, it's rocking.
Dude, it was ridiculously packed this Tuesday. I mean, we had 45 people standing by the pool tables. We're almost at capacity, and it was hot. The air conditioning, I mean, everybody sucked it in.
Wow, still for a two and a half hour show?
Mm-hmm. The month before that, we had 84 people watching the headliner. This time I counted 127 people stay to the end to watch the headliner.
Nice. And who was the headliner?
Jen Murphy.
Oh, okay. Cool. That was fan favorite, though, wasn't it last week?
Yeah, fan favorite show. Nice. Yeah, all those people, man.
So everybody came. So we don't want to bother Ryan while he's on his phone.
Yeah.
No, I don't think. We're just still checking, though.
Hold on, are we checking on cool. Are we recording yet?
We probably started already.
Yeah, no, that's what we have started.
I was expecting for it to be recorded.
No, yeah. Okay.
No, because
show Ryan a picture, see?
No.
Yeah, that's the picture. No, don't even laugh at that shit.
Wait
Ryan.
A minute, why are you smiling, dog?
Because in my mind, I'm playing Ebony and Ivory.
You want to know why I'm smiling?
Both of you guys are smiling.
You want to know why I'm smiling? Because I'm fucked up. I'm jumping and just trying to get away from all the conversation. I just want to go lay down there and let me get away from all the conversation that was talking. And next thing you know, now Matt's trying to sneak
Them Nuts Podcast, improving race relations as of 2014.
Yeah.
If I were you guys, I'd flag that picture on Instagram.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yes. My wife already did.
Yeah, happy to do it. You got to get a petition. You need like 9 more people.
So would your wife be more mad if it, instead of mad, it was a woman lying on you?
No.
She'd understand more.
Yeah, she would understand what the hell was going on.
I get it though. Like, she still thinks he's half a queer because he's been doing. He used to be a coach for male gymnastics team.
Well, speaking of this, fuck you, Louis. Louis, because on our way in the car, we're driving, he's talking about his soccer, watch these kids outside playing soccer. And Louis's like, yeah, now everybody wants to play soccer. And I said, oh, yeah, back when the Olympics were here, all the kids wanted to come and do gymnastics. He goes, wait, stop. Stop.
Yeah,
nobody wanted to do gymnastics.
Yeah, look at you. Man, no, dude, I'm sorry.
I was in the sport, man.
Nobody out there doing fucking.
I'm pretty sure, you guys, if you were in the gym, you would understand this.
No,
the
no dudes watch figure skating and want to do that either. I'm just saying.
Well, that's true, too. I'm figure skating. But, yeah.
Tyrone Kerrigan. So he wanted to be Tyrone Kerrigan.
Yes, I did. I went to Flip and Trip.
We should announce who our guest is. I guess we've been recording
for a while. Yeah.
Oh, man, isn't that illegal? Nobody even told me, man.
Well, it's illegal for your ass to be here. We outnumber the quota. You're
too
black.
I know, man, so I don't know if you guys should tell who's here. I got warrants and stuff.
Yeah, don't keep it down. Keep it alias. Give me the alias, man. What's up, baby? How are you doing, man? We finally got you in the house, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man. It's a nice house, too. I like this. Whoever's place this is, it's very nice.
Well, this is our executive producer spot, man, Bucky spot.
Nice
tell
spot.
Them who's in the house and how they can find you, man.
I am comedian Ryan Reeves, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And I'll give all the details for that later on. But yeah, R-E-A-V-E-S. And the only reason I say that is because people always mess up my last name.
So now, have you been sued for that shirt you're wearing?
Not yet. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm probably going to get like 100 something likes.
There you go.
But yeah. no help on my legal fees.
Yeah, right? Not at all.
If you put it in a different font and skew it a little bit differently, doesn't it become your branding versus theirs?
I don't know.
Well, I have to explain to people what we're talking about. The shirt looks a lot like the Royal Royce.
The Rolls Royce?
It's the exact same. Yeah, I just changed the name.
Yeah. Huh?
I said it's the exact same logo. I just changed the name.
Oh, That's it.
I like the style of the R. It looks very sharp.
Thank you, guys.
Top class right there, man. Drinking Corona in the office.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Top class right there.
That's sassy. Exquisite.
Very exquisite. So are you from the California area?
No, I'm actually from Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
You know, same place as Magic Johnson.
That's the Detroit hat, yeah.
Yep. So I got to represent Michigan wherever I go. You know, people always ask me, oh, you like the Tigers? I have no idea who plays for the Tigers.
So how long you been out here for?
I've been out here in California for 13 years, and I've been doing comedy for 7.
Okay.
Anniversary was just, 3 days ago.
Oh,
July 2nd, yeah. So I've been doing comedy for 7 years and 3 days.
Wow, now you sound like it's like prison time.
Yeah, I know. I got two more years.
I'm getting my parole in like 4 months.
Yeah, it's fun, though. I like it. It's a very good learning experience. I don't mind doing bad. A lot of people don't like doing bad, but I always take my bad sets and try to learn from them.
Yeah. So what got you started?
Whoa, hold up. What? So like, what? So you record your sets and everything?
That? Sometimes.
So
sometimes.
Let's break into this shit. So like, how do you? No, this is like, I'm curious for your strategy. How do you learn from your bad sets?
Bad sets is just like I always like to think like what went wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of people are quick to blame the audience. It's not always the audience. It could be you, the jokes you chose, your timing, delivery,
like,
whatever.
So let's go back to the last time you had a bad set. What was the reason? You can be like, it's a fucking crowd.
No, well, it's a lot of things that can call for a bad set. I've been in front of like some loud audiences where like everybody's not really listening. So when I do shows like that, my mission is to get those loud people that are talking, not paying attention, to pay attention.
Yeah, that's like the goal of the night.
Yes, this is like a challenge. I don't mind a challenge.
Yeah.
Going to a tough room.
Gotcha.
I don't mind. So did I answer your question, or you want to go back to that?
No, he wants to dive deeper.
What was the question again?
I was
again?
Just going to say, like, what are you looking for when you have a bad set? Like, what specific are you saying that's bad that you ought to improve on?
I record something and go back and listen to it? If it's a tag or something like that I think is funny and it doesn't work, and I personally like it, I'm not going to give up on it. I'm going to try to see how I can tweak it or whatnot. And listening to your set, you always kind of think to yourself, like, I shouldn't have said this, or I could have said this, so that's good. So the next time you do that set or the joke, you know, you add on to it.
So you kind of remember the tag that you did, and you're like, all right.
Yep. Kind of build.
See?
That's so cool. Do you ever feel at a point where do you smoke before you do a set?
Sometimes I do.
Do you feel like, I should have smoked that much before I hit a set?
No, I've never felt like I should have smoked. I've felt like sometimes like maybe I should have had a drink before a set.
The edge you off?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, sometimes when you go up too high, you kind of forget stuff. And it's a whole lot of pauses and ums and, and shit like that. And I can't stand that shit. I'd rather just be kind of rambling on and just let the words kind of flow until I get my thoughts together, you know, for maybe having a drink or whatnot, so I don't mind. I don't like being fucked up on stage. Try to be as professional as I can.
We're like this fucking podcast, loud ass crow,
hecklers, man.
Crows being
hecklers on the
right
podcast,
now.
Isn't that something? They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
It's a bad show. You gotta record, listen to this shit.
So you said you've been doing it for 7 years. Where did you start out of around here? L.A. or O.C. or?
Actually, to tell you the truth, the very first time I hit stage and did some jokes was in Lansing, Michigan. I was actually out on MSU campus. MSU campus, Go State, with some friends, and we would walk around campus, and it was some random open mic.
You like that?
Yeah.
I don't know any players for them either. But it was some random bar that was having open mic, so I went up there and asked if I can get up and tell some jokes. So I did 3 minutes. I didn't do any of my jokes. I told some old Red Fox jokes. You know, I had just been listening to Red Fox. And I was just practicing timing and delivery, and I got some laughs. So I was like, you know, it's pretty cool. I feel pretty comfortable. I signed up at, you know, for some open mic at the local comedy club. So I wrote some of my own jokes and went up there, and I did that like maybe 5 or 6 times before I moved out here. Then when I moved out here, I did open mic like twice. Then I stopped for like 7 years or about 6 years because I had to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I first got here, I didn't know how to network or nothing like that. So when I stopped working my job, I was like, you know what? Because the whole time I was thinking, you know, I still want to get back into comedy. So when I stopped working my job, I just got back into it. So I hit the ground running. Been doing it since.
So did you quit your job or did you get fired?
I quit going because they asked me to. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, it's a mutual thing. Because
it was be like, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was like, are you sure you want me to stop? They were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're like, oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, they boxed all my stuff up, had somebody escort me out. You know what I mean? It was cool. They were real, did it real fancy. You know what I mean?
Well, that's always, man, that's important, man. That you're striving, man.
You need special treatment.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Okay, you know what? Not everybody gets
had a little section
out
in the paper. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Wow. Now, that's a,
got my picture at the security desk. You know what I mean? They was Treat me special.
That's special.
Exactly.
Right
there. You know, I go every day once in a while just to see if they recognize my face.
No, so your family, are they out here as well?
No, I moved out here all by myself.
Oh, man, that's, I know the feeling.
Yep.
I know that feeling.
And all my family are surprised that I did that and that I've been out here so long because I'm like, you know, very family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I said that right.
Yeah, you did.
And good. Or orientated. I hear that all the time. That's like conversate. That's not a word.
That's prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Prison talk.
But yeah, my family's back there. I go back and visit at least once a year. Well, they're very good. Supportive of what I do.
That's what I was going to ask. Are they supportive?
Yep. Yeah.
And now have you had a chance to go back home to do a show since you've been back out here?
Yeah, I actually did a show in East Lansing about maybe a month ago.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah, I went back for like 2 weeks. I had some shows set up in Detroit, so I wanted to perform, you know, around Lansing because the comedy club that the only comedy club we had out there had got shut down, so I couldn't perform there. So I was like, you know what, I still want to perform. So I found this hookah lounge to let me have this night there, so I did that.
With local comics from Detroit area? Or?
You know what? No, man. I don't really know any of the comics out there, and the ones that I did hit up were just people that didn't hit me back, or they were just like, oh, I got a show that night. So it was just me.
Here you go. Friends, family come check
in. Yeah, it was quite a few people. And it was real cool because the place was filled with like couches like this, but they were leather and you know, it was just hookah all over and
misty, smoky room.
Yeah.
And you just do a little comedy.
It was pretty cool. It was real cool. They liked it. So it was a little weird. I didn't want it to just be me, but you know, I was comfortable with
it.
One man show, you might as well.
Hey, you know.
So now the other thing, did you record it by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I should.
Not even the audio, or okay.
Nope. So you should have, but I didn't.
You just rolled with it then.
Yeah.
So you know you're traveling now. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
The road back and forth.
I'm actually doing a lot more shows outside of LA this year than you know any other time because I actually told myself for 2014 I was going to apply myself. Mm-hmm. Try to get on the road more, and I actually have. So I found out, you know, if you actually apply yourself, you know, things will come from that. I'm serious.
That's
you know?
What the key
is.
Yeah, just try. Just keep trying. So,
you have to apply yourself.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, you know, so I can leave my wife and kids. This year is my year.
Yeah, but, you know, you might get that paper in the mail or something. I'm not talking about like the movie you got to serve with the breakdancing.
No breakdancing with it?
No breakdancing. They're going to break your pockets. You're going to be dancing to the bank.
Nah, cheap them to keep them. What is that?
Exactly.
So, where did you hit up this year? Where'd you get on the road?
I've actually I've done shows in Detroit. I've done shows in Sacramento, Las Vegas. I've been to Arizona twice this year.
Dang.
I actually went to Chicago and did a couple shows a couple weeks ago. Fresno.
Nice.
A couple other places, but you know, as far as like being outside the state,
yeah, that's cool.
Getting there and doing some entertaining some other rooms.
And I'm trying to do more. So if anybody is listening to this and you would like to book me, I'll give the information on how to reach me.
There you go. That's the most important part, right there.
You
man.
Know.
But you feeling like you're learning more, man, as you got on the road?
Yeah.
Are you just by yourself, or are you with someone else too?
Usually, when I hit the road, I'm usually by myself. Like I've gone on the road like maybe 2 or 3 times with other comics. That's cool, and I don't really mind being by myself, but, you know, it's always good to kind of be with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Share that journey.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've been hitting the road just by myself.
And cool, and are you still doing, like, your writing style? And what is your writing style?
You know what? I guess I'm still trying to figure that out because I hear a lot of people ask me, like, you know, what kind of comedy do you do? Like, what's your style? I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, don't you hate that when people ask you that? Like, what style are you doing? What do you do?
What kind of jokes do you tell? Like, funny ones, I guess.
I just tell people I don't do jokes, man.
I like to say observational comedy because I do talk about, you know, some things that happen to me, some things happen to other people, things I hear, things I see, silly things I just come up with my imagination, you know? So I don't really know how to
put that into the category. Any one-liners, anything like that? Or?
No one-liners. Storytelling, not so much. You know, my jokes aren't really, you know, that long. I might have one like maybe 2, maybe 3 minutes. Okay. Couple. But, you know, I just try to, you know, go out there and just
But that's kind of unique that you did an hour and you only have, like, a couple of bits that are only, what, 2 to 3 minutes long?
Yeah. But, wow. Well, you know, I have actually, like, you know, I have, like, you know, stuff like cougar jokes where I have, like, different tags and different kind of jokes. But, yeah, I don't really have, like, you know, long Kevin Hart kind of story kind of jokes like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now do you do a, by yourself, we'll say not like freelance when you get out there, freestyle? I'm sorry. When you get out there, kind of go on a joke, and then it might lead to somewhere else, and then you're starting to follow that.
Yeah, I actually like doing that, and hosting shows actually kind of helps you with your improv chops.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I've been hosting my own shows for like almost 3 years now.
Good for you, man.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've kind of learned to do crowd work a little bit better, you know, because I used to come up and watch certain people do crowd work, and I used to think like, man, that's cool. How did they do that? And I kind of started hosting my own shows and kind of learned how to do that. So I'm still learning.
Well, I like crowd work.
It forces you to start doing crowd work once you start hosting your own shows.
Yeah.
If it's the same people, you can't keep doing the same bits. But you got to make it.
There's a lot of comics that go up there. When they're hosting shows, they just go up there and just like
do
perform. Just perform. They don't really ask, you know, crowd questions or, you know, kind of bounce off of things the crowd say. They just go up there and just do jokes.
I'm laughing because the producer just showed me something of a person that used to go out and host shows all the time and just did the same bit every fucking week.
He showed you a picture?
No, he just did a movement that we all know. And I'm like, oh, shit, not that guy. We brought him back up in a while.
Oh.
Okay.
But, can anybody see this?
No.
All right.
I know what you're talking about. It's a hand motion. Everybody's laughing.
Yeah. So it's like fucking.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you scared of this particular person, Darius?
No.
Are you scared of this comedy gangster?
That ain't G'd up.
If you don't have to start a beef, you might as well not. Because there's too much bullshit going on in the world.
I think there might be some. More publicity we do try to be.
Nah,
I'm just saying, just name a name. Drop a name, Darius. Drop a name.
If Rico's okay with that. He okay. Shit. If he can, him and Bill Words, hopefully they have their shit together.
No, because it's like with the, it's like the 50 Cent in the game where you're talking about Tupac and Biggie, like beef. Cause record sales. I'm not saying like maybe comedians should start beefing.
And for the white listeners, like Nirvana versus Guns N' Roses.
There you go. I like it.
For Hispanic people, like we had George Lopez and
I'm talking about Carlos Mencia.
Yes,
well, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, they beefed already,
Ned
dog.
Is real
Ned.
They beefed already, man. So you got any plans like movies and all that direction? Luther TV?
Yeah, I actually plan
everyone
to rent
does.
Some. I actually
plan to rent your fucking roller.
Hold on. Let's stop.
Who's gonna say no to that shit?
Because Ray thinks that everybody wants to be that fucking top tier. Some people just want to do comedy, dog.
Nah.
Some people don't
Shut
want
to.
Acting
up.
Has always
Shut
been number
Chris,
one for
if
me.
If Chris
that's
Nolan came up here
and
like, I'm doing Batman 4, I want you to play the Joker. Or whatever. You're going to be, hell yeah, sign me the fuck up.
I do it,
in your movie.
Yeah.
No, it don't matter.
No, but some people just have aspects of being...
Shut the fuck up.
No, just
comedy. Some people don't like money. Shut the fuck up, Darius. No, shut up.
I don't understand that mentality of people not wanting to do everything either. But there's some people that only just want to do some things. There's some people that are funny and just want to be behind the scenes.
No, I get your main goal is comedy. Mm-hmm. I get you want to always do comedy. But if you got a great opportunity and it's going to help your comedy game, who's going to say no to that shit?
Exactly.
And if you're in the... Like, we're on the beginning of our careers. We want to do everything.
We do. But some people...
Guys like Stanhope, he's done it all. He's like, I just rather fucking...
Some people just
want to
go on stage. Some people just
want to
go on stage. And some people don't even want their shit being on YouTube or on TV.
Yep.
They just want to travel. And people that know them from word of mouth and just want to do that. And they say, fuck all that shit. I don't want to deal with the TV. I don't want to deal with limelight. I don't want to deal with it. Like, Christopher Titus left TV. And he said, fuck, all he wants to do is do comedy.
Yeah, but what did he start? Really? TV.
No, so actually started comedy already. And he went back
there.
Yeah,
he did TV.
He went through some psycho,
so he had a TV.
Logical shit and all that. But some people might not want it, right? He might not want
the
limelight, right?
I want it.
Yeah.
I've actually, you know, been an extra in a couple TV shows. I've actually been featured in a couple
Scouts
TV shows.
Scouts vs. Zombie?
What the hell is that?
Go on.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, so, you know, I like to be in a movie, a couple movies.
Really?
What TV shows were you featured in case we've been able to see you?
A TV show called... you said was probably some inside joke shit.
No, no, Scouts for Zombie just filmed a feature in Cyprus about a week ago.
What is that?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's son had a movie that they're doing right now. And they're doing it, and they just had a shitload of extras come in. Hmm. On it. Yeah, and it was just filmed about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago by my house. And then they tore the whole city up, dude. They took over Cyprus and just took it off.
That's cool.
Yeah, you would be surprised. I was surprised because I've been on sets down in actually the set when you go to the studio, and I've been in Seattle on sets, and I never knew how they come when they're on location.
Oh, Ryan, you don't know his claim to fame.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. He was in a Pokemon commercial.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I was a commercial actor before I decided to move to California to ride my fame.
How long ago was that?
Oh, shit. Years ago, bro. Years.
Pokemon
years ago.
Commercial?
When was Pokemon 2000. Famous? 2000s? Really?
Yeah, 2000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it on YouTube?
Yellow shirt. No, we tried to find it. I think we tried to find
it. Can we get you the Pikachu costume for Halloween or something?
Oh, my God. You gotta, can we do that? Every episode from here out, you dress like Pikachu.
Can we do
fuck
that?
You guys.
Get on the mic.
I'm trying to let go of my past, man.
Can we do that?
And you guys keep bringing it back up,
man.
No, man.
I think your past is more
interesting. Trying to pull you back in.
No, that's the Asian in him, man. They want the Pokemon card. He wants me to come back out, man. I'm done.
Yeah, I got a question for Ryan, man. You said you've been traveling a lot this year. You got any crazy stories, like anything, any like crazy audiences or like some chicks want to hook up after or anything?
Let me see.
It's each other. Well, you got to think about what you.
He's like, all right. Which one
can I tell?
No, I'm trying to. You know what? I'll tell this story because it's kind of funny. I've told a couple people. I can't believe I'm telling this story to.
That's right. But basically, the listeners of this.
It was in Vegas. Right, so you know some crazy shit.
Days in Vegas, bro.
Yeah, so I was out. I was out at the casino. And it was like by this club. So, you know, the club was kind of letting out. So I was kind of, you know, hollering at chicks, you know, drunk chicks walking by. And there was this chick that walked by. And she was, you know, really plain. You know, I don't want to say she was ugly, but she was really ordinary. So I you know, started talking to her. And, you know, she was cool. So, you know, we walked off and, you know, we started talking and stuff like that. And I was like, hell yeah. So I was like, I'm about to seal the deal. Then out of nowhere, this bitch tries to break it down like she's a hooker.
Damn.
What? I'm like, what? Just regular ass chick. I'm like, there's nothing special about you. Who would pay? I wouldn't even buy you a drink. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, so you're going to try to play me like that? I was like, all right. I already had it in my head. Like, however this ends tonight, it's going to be a funny story. So I was like, okay, I played along. I was like, yeah, sure. You know, let's go over here. You know, I try to discombobulate her a little bit because the casino we were in was the same one that I was staying in.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to end up bumping into her again. So, you know, we went off to this random ass stairwell. You know, she gave me some head. So when she was giving me head,
was that the whole
on the stairwell too?
Yeah, in
was
the stairwell.
Was that the sample?
No, it was the real thing. And I knew she wasn't hooking because she didn't ask for any money up front. You know what I mean? So I know she was probably thinking I'm some kind of out of town sucker, or some shit like that. But I wasn't. So the whole time I was getting head from her, I was trying to think, how the fuck am I going to get out of this without paying? So we were standing by this. I still can't believe I'm telling the story. We were standing by this door. It had a window in it. And the window, you know, I could see inside the hotel. So I'm trying to think, damn, what can I do? So I saw somebody walk by, so I kind of ducked. I was like, oh, shit, somebody just walked by. And I was like, ah, there we go. I was like,
security.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I can pretend security is coming after I come.
That was so, timing and the
pretty. Yeah, exactly. See? So, you know, couple minutes go by. I did my thing. So I'm like, yeah, keep going. So I'm like, damn. So nobody's coming. So I'm like, oh, shit, look out. Stop. Somebody's coming. So I had to play it off to try to get in her mind. Mm-hmm. There's people outside. So I was like, don't worry about it, you know. So she kept going. So this last time, I was like, fuck this. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, it was a security guard. I think I just made eye contact with him. So I kind of stepped away from the door. And she kind of, did really? Is he coming this way? I was like, hold on. I was using a whisper voice. I was like, let me walk outside to see which way he's going. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just make sure that we're not about to get caught. So she's like, okay. So I played it off real smooth. Opened the door all slow and quiet. You know what I mean? Like, close the door all quiet. Tiptoe for like 7 steps and I took the fuck off. I took, man, I have never laughed so hard and ran so fast in my life. I almost fell. I almost had an asthma attack.
They say you can't beat Vegas, but you fucking did.
Man, that shit
there,
was
dude.
Hilarious. Yeah. And the whole time, I was like, yeah, I'm about to get up out of here. And then the exit I went to led nowhere. So I ended up having to come, I went downstairs, so I ended up having to come back in the same direction I went to, so I was just like, oh my God, I know I'm going to bump into her. I was like, this is going to be horrible. She's going to make a scene. So it took about 10, 15 minutes for me to finally find my way out. And I got to the hotel. And right before I got to the hotel, I turned around and looked. And you know how they have the crosswalks connecting the hotels? I saw her walking looking pissed off. So I was like, good! I'm scot-free. So I smiled on my way to the room and slept very good.
There you go.
So that's a crazy Vegas story for me. So if you're listening, chick, I still don't owe you. If you're listening, I don't owe you.
Yeah, you negotiated ahead of time.
Yeah, that was a very funny story.
That was
that
was a Costco sample. Yeah, that was a Costco sample.
I'm a
man.
Hooker. You a stupid hooker. That's what you are. So that was funny.
So you got to wear a name tag next time.
Yeah, exactly. Really ordinary, plain chick.
Man, so what are you looking forward to doing next year? You got shit lined up?
Next year?
End of this year, more like.
End of this year?
Yeah.
The only thing I have lined up. It's like maybe I think it's a show in August in Big Bear.
Okay.
At this place called The Cave.
Yeah, that's a real good room out there, man.
Have you done it?
I've been to go see some buddies. Through Bucket Costa.
I've heard good stuff about it.
Yeah. You do long sets, they pack it out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So that means I can go there and sell my little Ryan Reeves t-shirts.
There you go. Right. Yeah, look at you. I already decided.
You know, that's a hustler's mentality,
right,
man.
Yeah. All that swap meet merch this guy bought, yours looks a lot better, but.
Okay, I got this from the swap meet. He probably just went to a different one.
Actually, we went online to order these, and that's
up with the cringe.
Hey, the problem is you wear it too much. You know what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see,
I wear it too much.
See,
man. I'm the only one wearing it out.
But that's
hold on. You see, there's some others in the panel. Yeah. I'm the only one wearing.
Put my name on the intro. I will wear the damn t-shirt. That's it.
Yeah, you're wearing the mask. See, everybody got their own little excuse. I'm the giver.
Yeah,
I'm the taker.
Like, you're giving me excuses. That's
I'm tired of those, man.
That's funny. But yeah, that's the only show that I have. You know, as far out for this year. So far,
it's cool. Do you like, we had a cat in here that does improv, mm-hmm. like the improv troupe stuff,
like the sketches and stuff.
Yeah,
I haven't done that in a long time. Like when I was in theater class, I remember we used to do that quite a bit. It was actually kind of fun.
Would you do theater work here, or did you do theater work?
No, I actually took theater and film production back in Michigan.
Okay,
yeah.
And how was that?
That was cool. It was a community college, so I took all the classes that I needed first. And then when it came down to
those electives.
Yeah, all that other crazy stuff that had nothing to do with theater or film production. I was like, you know what? I'm done. So I stopped going.
Yeah, I'm done.
People, but they haven't stopped calling for that money, though.
No, they haven't. They were not. No, they were not.
You get a restraining order on Sally Mae. That's a crazy bitch right
no,
there.
No, it's messed up. If you declare bankruptcy, the only thing that doesn't go away is your school debt.
Yeah, your school debt. Are your taxes?
I'm going to have to fake my death or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to, bro.
It's like, oh, that's for Sally Mae?
Come back Ryan over
but
here.
You know
exactly. Reeves Ryan.
But you know what?
This time it'll be R.E.
For the change of pace, though, at least you do have a student loan, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a lot of brothers out there don't have student loans.
Yeah.
They didn't go to school. You know what I'm saying? You have any siblings or anything?
Yeah, I actually got I'm the youngest of 4. I got 2 older brothers and a sister.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
And they all back in
back
Detroit.
In Michigan, yep.
Well, Lansing, right?
Lansing, yeah. And I got a couple, you know, scattered around here and there, you know.
Have you ever thought about doing, like, the military tours and all that shit?
I'd be down. I'd actually be down to go to Tokyo or Japan and perform.
You
I had actually somebody asked me about that.
Or Pakistan. You can say one of those countries.
I'd go if I was safe.
Yeah, go with the U.S.
Yeah,
US,
go out there and do comedy USA. With a vest on it, too.
Yeah, because I think another
the
comedy
best
was,
bodyguards.
Yeah.
I'd be down. Yeah, it's an experience. If I can run off on that on that wannabe hooker, I think I can go to Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know.
shit is just as risky, except for, you know, over there I get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if she was like, "Oh man, not another one."
Hey, you never know.
Fucking fell for it again.
Yeah. You got to get her lies together. I knew she wasn't no damn hook. I knew she wasn't.
Does she have any bruises on her?
Like, please.
Yeah. Says the pimp beating her after.
Yeah. No. Did you check her knees?
Okay. No, I actually didn't. She had like a long dress on. I couldn't see her.
Oh, you should have lifted this girl.
There was nothing hookerish about her. She didn't really have her hair done.
But
you know
the
what I mean?
The hookers are scandalous out there. You know it's a hooker.
Yeah. You can tell. You can sense it.
She's got to be.
Yeah.
I hope she quits.
Did she discuss money at all? She didn't tell you how much?
No.
Nothing. She was just saying, I'm a hooker?
Yeah. She was just like, what's she saying? What were her exact words? I think she said,
She said, I want
to
build my own
confidence. I think it said, she said some random stupid shit like, it's going to cost you or something like that. And I'm thinking, sure, I'll smoke a blunt with you. I'm thinking,
yeah, I think that's maybe the cost she's thinking of talking to you.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, see, that's the cost she might have thought, some Benihanas in the morning.
Like, go to Facebook with this tomorrow, bitch. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Benihanas
PayPal,
in the
like
morning?
A motherfucker.
What kind of hookers did you have?
Hey, those Break of Dawn hookers.
Yeah, well, actually, with 13
ones
corners.
You catch over by the Stratus.
Hey, you need some waffles? No, man. I want some fucking Teppan style.
I need a show with my breakfast. I need a show with my breakfast. That's right. Yeah, it's fun.
I like my Benihanas in the morning.
Yeah, story was pretty funny.
Oh, that's an awesome story.
Yeah, that's fucking great. Now, anything else you want to share with us about?
No, how else could I incriminate myself?
No, you're not incriminating yourself,
not
dude.
I know.
We want to know, like, the Travels War.
By the way, dude, you could turn that into a great bit on stage.
Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
she
could.
Wants her money for it. She'll come back, she'll probably get it.
Bitch gonna come at me like the little paper boy from Better Off Dead. $2! I want my $2. Like, that's
damn,
all.
Every time I go to Vegas, I'll be staring for some plain bitches.
Tell it, nigga.
Which one is he talking about? And I'm gonna be the dumbass that gets charged. I'm like, fuck.
See?
I paid for this.
She got up on the game.
Look for the one that's in the long skirt, dog.
Yeah, I know.
The other ones are in short skirts. Yeah,
I can't think of any other stories.
It's not about stories, man.
You guys hear about Opie and Anthony? How Anthony got
fired.
Got fired for some racist stuff? Yeah.
But I was looking at it, I didn't see where the racism was. Do you guys see where it was?
What do you call her? A cock tiger or something like that?
Well, dude, a cock tiger?
Something like that.
Savage, and I think, basically, it was like underbelly racism.
Was it?
But it was like, you
the
gotta,
first word
you,
was a C and then three asterisks.
Yeah,
I figured it was either cock or cunt.
Yeah, probably cunt. It was probably cunt.
Black women don't get offended by a cunt. Like,
yeah,
what?
So I was
what
like,
is that?
Well, the chick like assaulted him too. So
yeah,
he was racially like text, and not even texting, it was twittering, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Was the assault after or before though?
No, he was.
Oh, it was. Yeah. The words were after he got hit by her. He was taking a picture in Times Square. She thought he was taking a picture of her.
Yeah.
She turns around and starts like clocking the
Who
shit
did?
Out of him. Like,
really?
So Anthony from Opie and Anthony was taking
is
pictures.
Kumia,
yeah. So he's a Opie and Anthony show. It's on Sirius. Very funny.
It's a comedy show. You wouldn't know what we're talking about.
It's not a reality show. It's not Kimmy Kardashian. Oh, my bad. My bad.
There's no housewives on that show.
No housewives on that one. My bad, dog.
No. So he was up in Times Square and he's taking pictures of whatever. I don't know why you live in New York, but anyways, he's taking pictures.
Yeah, that's funny.
So apparently, this chick thought he was taking pictures of her.
Because he was.
Maybe he was.
He had a picture of her.
Exactly.
But
he said right there.
There was one picture of her because it was by the sign. He was taking a picture of the sign. Her face happened to get in it.
Wait, hold on. Tell me.
Was she ugly or something?
What?
Was she ugly?
It was blurred.
You can't see.
She looked kind of hot.
She must have been ugly. Blur. Oh, yeah. See, you can look through the blur if you watch Asian porn.
That's only for the dicks. I don't look for that shit, dude. That's only for the dicks.
I don't see how anybody can get off watching Asian porn. I'm like, do I need to adjust the TV to see the shit? I can't see nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I had to say that.
You don't know about Asian porn?
It's pixelated.
You don't know about
that?
Japanese.
Don't worry, but you've seen it, but you probably don't even know you've seen it because you can't.
No,
see
he
it.
Don't, man. He don't. He's
can't
weird.
See it.
I'm not weird.
Just watch the anime.
No, he's got kids.
Watch
I'm sorry.
Anime.
He's got kids.
It's way more
that is no excuse not to know about porn.
Yes.
What time do they go to bed?
The Japanese people have.
He probably don't watch it. He's like, oh man, I can't see shit. All
right, let me educate you.
All right,
let me learn you.
Buddy, I need a thirst quencher.
Can I get one too, please? Another one, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
We're gonna go back to this Open Anthony stuff because I think I want to talk about it. But let's go back with the segue for Darius's sake about Japanese porn. So they blur out the dicks, Darius. Everything else is okay. So it's kind of funny.
No, they blur out everything.
No, they don't.
They blow
really?
The pussy. Yeah,
they blow no penetration. You can't see any penetration.
Or you can't even see genital.
What the fuck is the point?
Actually, it's part of their fetish. It's part of their fetish. The unseen.
Not to see?
Yeah.
Is that why there's so much hair down there?
Yeah.
Why don't they just roll with that? Because you can't see shit on top of the hair.
Especially that shit, dude. Jesus. Yeah,
but wait, hold on. So they take the... And pixelate
they pixelate, yeah. They pixelate the ladies' crotch
so that they don't see it.
Everything
but they show
else is shown.
Else.
So like if I was to wear this hat on the news, they
no, you see everything
this.
Else. So like,
so if I see a Japanese POV, don't tap it.
Yeah, no, see, today it's cool. Whatever, it's funny because like when the money shot, it looks like Tetris, and like,
yeah, you know, like, it just comes out of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here?
Is something wrong?
Only two things can be happening right at this point. So
like Tetris.
So hold on, you've never watched pixelated Bukkake before?
What the fuck is Bukkake? No, we talking about Bukkake.
Yeah, you know Bukkake. About Bukkake. All right.
Yeah.
So we can go on this road.
This is like talking to my mother right now.
Yeah, no, but anyways. But anyways, I'm going to go back to this Opie and Anthony shit.
Dog, I just got to the whole spot of watching porn.
No, no, we talk about that too much anyways. But anyways, let's go back to Opie and Anthony. So like she starts beating him, assaulting him, according to him. We haven't heard her side of the story yet.
We don't need to hear it.
Yeah. So she starts beating his ass, and he starts tweeting. So I didn't get where, well, he's like, you know, he's fucking cussing her out and all this shit. I didn't see the racism, because I didn't really see what he was saying.
So he's getting beat.
He didn't drop the N-bomb. Let's put that way.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
But you know what? White people know how to be slick about their racism. That's like everything but the N-word.
He tweeted afterwards and put a picture of her on there and saw pixelated out of her faces.
Yeah. Again, pixelated.
He said some racially geared stuff, but he didn't drop the N-bomb, which is...
Who gives a fuck? I would have dropped it if it was a white bitch puppy.
There's other ways to be racist besides saying
the N-word.
So
he got fired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's other ways to be racist. Like did you read it?
Motherfuckers be trying to say everything, but you black beast.
Basically.
You like, colored. Like, wait a minute. People don't use words.
I get the undertones, but it was like bare. I was like,
who gives a fuck? We're in the year 2014. Everybody's either racist or hatred or fucking whatever.
No. So the poll was
No. If she was fucking Kim Kardashian or fucking Beyonce and beat the shit out of him, he wouldn't have said it. It's all about money. There's a hierarchy of money.
Yeah, she had to have been ugly then.
Yeah, she was ugly. Yeah, because she was ugly.
And she got offended. No, like, why are you taking pictures of me?
Yeah. Yeah, because think about it. Because you're like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
He snapped one
you're
in.
Pretty bitch.
And that's the
that is the best outlook I've seen on it. I've heard yet. He goes, oh, you know she had to have been ugly.
Because she's
ugly. Yeah.
She
didn't get any. She wasn't the reason why he got fired. Like, they saw his tweets and they fired his ass.
Yeah, but she fucking assaulted him.
No, yeah.
Nothing he did was illegal and nothing he did was on air. It was his own personal Twitter account and he got fired over it.
He should have kicked her in the
pussy.
That's
the problem right now. Like,
how's he get fired over his own podcast?
Because it's not a podcast. It's a radio show on SiriusXM.
Okay.
He's not like a podcast on the side of another show. He makes money.
Well, let's admit, it's a whole thing in life that was different. It's like certain people grow up so many different ways.
Let me ask you this. Like, how do you feel about like the media like trying to crucify anytime a white guy says something fucked up these days?
Give an example.
Well, other than Donald Sterling, there's a lot of examples. How'd you feel about the Donald Sterling thing?
If they drop an N-word or if they do that, how do you...
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up what he said, you know, but that's...
Yeah, but he didn't drop an N-word, though.
No, he didn't. Yeah. I noticed that. Yeah. But, you know, it was kind of messed up, but that's his personal views. They just happened to get out.
Get out by someone else.
So as far as, like, them taking his team away from him, I mean, like, I don't really know... about all that. You know what I mean? Like, that still doesn't change the fact he's a racist.
No matter what, he's still a racist.
It doesn't change the fact that he did worse shit before this.
Yeah.
You've already had a history of being a fucking racist. It's like David Duke owned the fucking New Orleans Hornets, or whatever they were called. And then if he did. And everybody saying, hey, dog, you own a freaking team. You already have a history of being racist.
Yo, what's up with Ross Perot? Remember Ross Perot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, first off, can we call him the Purdue Chicken Man? Because that's all he looked like. Ross Perot,
big-eared racist dude.
And not only necessarily Ross Perot was racist, or if he's just fucking ignorant.
He's just Southern in Texas,
yeah,
dude.
Just because I grew up in the South, you know, before moved to Seattle, and you knew a line. You saw a line, and there was a clear-cut line.
Basin Dixon?
Huh? Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, that line for you is freedom and non-freedom. I understand.
No, it wasn't even freedom or non-freedom. It was seriously like, hey, you go down that street right there, those motherfuckers ain't going to play with you at all.
That's like out here in L.A.
They're just gangsters. Yeah,
racist gangsters.
But it was
worse.
When you go to Louisiana, you knew there was the white guys and they fucking had the trucks. and they had dogs, and the black kids are not allowed to play on that side of the bridge, and you weren't going to go there. And we knew that.
The tracks down there?
There was not even tracks.
All the black kids marked the racist trucks with chalk, like on a...
No, there
right
was no...
The night rising, yeah.
No, they weren't going around like a fucking parking. And it's different because some people haven't grew up on that. On this side,
well, Lansing, I mean, for because I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. That's where I was born and raised. Lansing, were you suburbs of Lansing or in the city?
I don't know. Lansing is...
It's not a huge downtown area.
No.
But you grew up in pretty much suburbs, I guess. It was a pretty diverse area where you live, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, like, coming out here, I laugh. I'm like, oh, we have such a melting pot. No, you don't, man. Yeah. Like, out here, it's like, this city is this, this city is that. That
it's very
is
segregated.
This.
But it's not, it's not like that.
There's not a lot of mixing out here. There's a lot of different people, but they do not blend well out
here. True. That's why they have the cities like Little Tokyo and shit
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Like, why do you even need to name it like that?
Yeah, Little Saigon.
Yeah,
and all
that's white
shit.
People that live there.
There's always some.
Hold on, Little Saigon. There's a lot of white people getting massages there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll live there.
A long time. Hell yeah, you will.
Wait, so what was your point? So you grew up in the South. What was your point?
No, my point is you knew of a certain line. Is it, fuck, so I grew up where you either going to understand it or you don't understand
it. Okay, I got it.
So I walk away from when somebody does something ignorant, if he's not going out there physically assaulting me, he's saying something stupid. Mm-hmm. Or he's saying out there, I'm not going to take such great offense of a words. My mother said, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And I was raised with that. And my whole thing is like when I heard the Donald Sterling thing, I'm like, oh, give the fuck.
Yeah, you probably heard shit like that all the time.
Oh, fuck it all. Yeah, they're right. That's where I grew up.
And that's the thing a lot of people don't understand anymore. And I've read a lot of articles.
We get
a lot
so
of,
sensitive.
We're too sensitive to words. We're teaching tolerance against everything except for comedy. You have to tolerance for everything except for
everything.
Comedy. You can't be tolerant against a comedian.
Look at Don Ripple. When he was a comedian, fuck it. Boom.
Somebody wrote a great article about if Blazing Saddles were to be made today.
Fuck
but
no.
It was made that would never fucking happen.
Never.
And we've all watched it. We've all fucking laughed hysterically at it. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's a very funny movie.
What's crazy about it is Richard Pryor and Paul Mooney wrote that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Richard wanted to be in the movie so bad. Exactly. He went there with a gun, put it on the table, and said, I want to be in the movie. They said, no, nigga. Which is sad. Which is true.
The sheriff is a dong.
Shit was hilarious.
He's a near. What do you mean he's a near?
Which is fucking. But
it was racist as hell, but it was funny. That's one of my favorite movies.
They took it to the fucking lines,
dog.
They took it to the lines. And you know what? Still to the day, everyone will still laugh about it, except for these younger generations. Yep. They look at it like...
Everything's like, oh my God, I can't.
Here's my thing. It's like, I think Sears made a bad play for firing him.
I don't think they should have fired him at all.
No, because here's the thing. Opie and Anthony is one... 75,000
people already canceled their account
him and
as
Stern,
of today.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony and Stern are the only things
on
keeping
the third,
up Sirius.
By the way. Today's the fifth.
Those are the only two shows. Now you fired Anthony. Opie's going to leave. They're going to start their own shit.
The contract's up in October. They're not going to renew.
You got nothing left.
They go podcasting.
That's what they're going to probably do.
And
that's
they get a huge following.
If you got already Sirius Radio, you already got it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know why you would be so hasty.
They'll retract it.
Yeah.
Check it out, Google. 75,000 people already canceled the Sirius XM account. This happened on the 3rd. Today is the 5th.
Like,
or the 2nd or whatever. So within a couple of days, they already lost all that revenue. And then they're going to lose them entirely in October when their contract is up.
Sirius only have Stern.
And fucking Stern is basically fucking what on America's Got Talent?
That's all.
Out the fucking window? Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I like talking about this stuff these days because there's so much. There's a weird generational gap going on right now, and I've been. Well, you do a lot of good shows, man. So have you run into a lot of the younger comics yet? Have you ever said like, "Oh, what you're saying isn't cool"? Or have you run into any of that?
Mm-mm. No. Nope. I did hear this one. This one lady try to get on this other comic because he kept saying "fool."
Really?
Yeah, fool. Yeah, fool. You know, she tried to tell him that he shouldn't say it so much. He was like,
this lady was another comedian?
Yeah, no, she wasn't a comic.
Just an audience?
It was like, that's the kind of, what do they call it, constructive criticism. You can keep to yourself. Just keep that as an opinion in your head. Like, what do I say to him? I'm not going to stop saying fool.
My last big LA show I did, I got a funny closer. I talk about a girl sitting in my face and I can't breathe. All right, it's it works really
well. Story?
It's actually a true story. Yeah, dude,
that was it in Vegas.
Well, no, it wasn't. I do got a Vegas story I tell though. But,
it was
but,
me.
yeah, the Vegas story is even more fucked up than that one. But I got taken aside by a bunch of comics, and they told me like, man, you can't say that, dude. Like he goes. First off, it's you're gentrifying women and blah, blah, blah,
a bunch women. Of how many comics? Like, yeah.
Gang three guys. Like, all skinny dudes.
All gay guys.
No, straight comics, but you can't tell by looking at them. They're telling me how like this whole like you come
an
up as an alpha male
going on.
And this alpha male mentality is going out the progressive males, and they start,
like, yeah, and you look metro with them fucking
metro and all this other shit. So and they're just like letting me know like, dude, you can't talk like that about women. Like they're like these phony feminist males who dress. I mean, good thing that you're getting laid, whatever, out there. But it's there's so many dudes who don't talk like that, and it's. There's a weird generational gap, I think, right now between what you can say, what you can't say.
Which is so hard for us as comics because we're used to just free.
Yeah, being able to say what we want.
You should be able to. And that's the thing. That's why I got
And if it offends you, don't support me.
There's two places. There's two places you can still have freedom of speech in America. At a dive bar when you're drunk off your ass, say whatever you want. And behind the microphone at a comedy club.
No, you can't.
And they're
even.
Taking that away now.
They already took it away in L.A. when L.A. stopped using the N-word, and you can't do it anywhere. And you're the only other place.
Where
the
is
real
place
I don't
is
use
that?
The word
I've used the N-word plenty of places.
No, yeah. Well, the comedy store doesn't allow you to do it. But,
really?
If you go, the place you have your only freedom is the bathroom. You have
Or ultimate. The car.
Yeah. Well, you have a guest there.
By the way, anybody behind the wheel of a car is an automatic racist. I don't care who the fuck you are.
Oh, I'm racist as hell.
Dude, behind the wheel of a car?
I say plenty of N's behind the wheel.
Oh, shit. I just called everybody. I call all bean dip rice cakes now. That's all I call everybody.
Bean dip rice cakes?
That's right. Bean dip rice cake. That way I just don't
That
offend.
Was a multiracial person. They must
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to call you whatever you are, dog. I'm not going to be subjective to, putting them all in one category. They're all fucked.
I've never seen a hornier dog than Sashi, man. For fuck, she's always spread eagle. Like, she's always lying out with her fucking legs spread open. I'm sorry.
Dude, she's a poster child for the 951. Yeah. She's missing a lot of teeth. She's a ratty white bitch. She's always spread eagle.
No,
she's the poster child for
951. Cougar dog. That's a cougar
dog. Here you go.
She's looking for a young man.
The tile's cool. She's just cooling off.
Yeah, she's cooling off that fucking vagina.
We just went 360. By
the
way, going right back.
The only person that noticed that the fucking dog spread eagle is this guy right here. Asian guy looking at the dog like,
whoa.
He wants to eat it.
What might I be like, look at Ryan or look at Matt? I'm like, I'm staring at the fucking dog. All right, anyways, go on. You're saying like these three
dudes.
Oh,
but like, they came up to me and let me know like how inappropriate my material was, but it goes over well
everywhere. Three dudes got offended.
Yeah. Offended by
they
me.
Said some shit to you.
Well,
that three females
should have said. I talk about hooking up with a thick bitch. And
what, they white guys?
Yeah, white guys, all three of them.
Yeah, that's right.
I talk about like...
They were
like,
guys. Fuck, what color? They were guys.
I love
them.
I love half of women.
I have the joke, like, how like, I call this big girl the trifecta. It's the three things you could hope for in a big girl. Pretty face, big tits, and amazing head. And by the way, if you're hooking up with a big girl, that is exactly... That is the redeeming quality of a big girl.
You're damn right. What we love.
Exactly.
You can go to dinner afterwards. But, or I mean, get some meals, go to Denny's.
Hey,
Benihana's.
I'm going to take a big girl to a buffet.
That's going
to
be expensive.
Ball
Benihana.
Out of the buffet.
Yeah,
you
that
got 2 hours to fuck shit up.
Man,
before
yeah,
you
that
get
$200 meal at Benihana's in Wisconsin.
Take her to the hometown buffet. That's what I do.
So are you still running rooms out here, man?
You know what? I used to have some. The only one that I have right now is a once-a-month room in Huntington Beach, and the next show for that is going to be July 12th. Which is actually the day before my birthday.
Oh, awesome,
nice.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having
If
birthday
we had
party.
Our shit together, this podcast would come out before then. But do we have anything in August?
August. The only thing I have in August is the show in Big Bear.
Okay.
All I can think of.
We'll
have a couple shows.
That.
I want to go back. So you said there's a generational divide. So how young were these three dudes?
Early 20s. No, nobody over the age of 26.
Okay.
21, 22 at best.
So you're kind of having an observation that younger comics, mid-20s
well,
to low,
I,
younger.
I got that over, we talked about that college show I did where you start talking about stuff and it's this 100% politically correct generation that's come up. And
yeah, but I mean.
What were their jokes about?
Dude, their jokes were about Tinder and fucking and Instagram, social media stuff.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Then they did like this, like, they come off on like this pro-feminist vibe. I'm not anti-feminist, but I've said this 100 times. I go, dude,
you
Christianity, feminism.
Have any one of you guys actually seen the site Tinder?
I've never seen it. It's, right. You swipe
Tinder,
back and forth and there's
yeah,
like
you
using bitches.
Throw bitches away. So if you don't like them, you throw them away.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but everyone does it. It's like male, female, whatever.
Yeah, no, whatever. You do whatever. Male, female, you toss them away. Yeah. So what the fuck kind of characters is that? That's you treating disrespectful. Oh, I don't like you. Toss you away.
Well, it's a fucking... it's an app. But anyways...
It's an app.
But like...
Since it's an app, it's
okay. But I'm saying like... I think... Aren't you kind of doing the same thing? Because you're kind of complaining that they're complaining.
What?
Well, I'm not complaining about it a little bit, but what I'm trying to, like, first off, to me, all comedy is subjective, right?
Yes.
Patrice O'Neill said it best, especially when he was clowning that chick on TV. He goes, listen, dude, funny and unfunny come out of the same birth. It comes out of the same air. That's where all comedy comes from. You don't know if it's funny until you try it.
Right.
If it's not funny, you can make it better.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where it comes from. But, what I was trying to say is, like, I've never been come at like that before, like, by the comedy police. And it's just like...
No, I mean, I think it's up to the audience if someone's laughing to you.
Audience enjoyed it. Audience laughed hard.
So, exactly. Yeah, it shouldn't be patrolled by fucking other comics or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, it's stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah. I only dealt with it once. Two LA comics came up to me and said, hey, don't you think you're playing yourself down to the room? Because the room was all white. And there were two black comics from LA. And saying, you make yourself look beneath them as you're doing your comedy. And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, well, you're using tones that make you look underneath the crowd. And I'm like, so tones? Superior? Yeah, really? Tones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, no, I wasn't hang on the water. So I was like, okay, I really don't know where you're going with. The crowd laughed. Everybody had a good time. Yeah, but you made yourself look like you weren't strong, like strong black man.
They didn't really go into what they were talking about?
Nah, she told me that. Like, oh, so I said, you know, that's great and all. I appreciate it. Oh, I've been in... She told me she's been in the comedy for like 15 years, done shows, whatever. Her friend's been in there for 7-8 years. And what I'm doing was not empowering the black man.
But yeah, that's not, but, yeah, that's
and,
not
and,
true.
But at this point, aren't we just, as comics, aren't we supposed to be all, like, all kind of one? We're not...
You would think. Yeah. You would think that we all be one. I grew up in a whole different life than a lot of people did. I've been in certain situations... Move to other situations. I've experienced what I do in my comedy is my life experience, not a color experience. You know, best friends might have been from Asian descent. My mother worked her ass off instead of going on welfare. And you had the choice to go on welfare as being a black person living in a project instead of that. One good friends grew up. So I had a lot of different colors, different bases when I grew up and what I did with my life. And I took all this experience. I went to a dominated white school where there was 90% white kids, 5% Asian, 3% black in Seattle.
Damn,
Washington.
But statistics 45 going
minutes
on each year.
Yeah, I know. Who did these numbers?
Yeah, no.
That doesn't even add up to 100, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
Well, the other one was miscellaneous.
Yeah. No, actually, the other one was miscellaneous. Yeah. It was called. We had a special.
Who did these calculations?
There's one mulatto kid,
yeah,
right?
No, no. They were mulatto. They came in at a little short bus with. You notice they never categorize the kids. They don't put them in the color. They just get.
That's their own race.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you are with that gap. No, because for real. So our school, when we looked at the numbers, dude, which was Roosevelt High School back in the 90s. I'm sorry, I'm older than y'all. We look at it. So we have, we grew up a different way. So we had other goals. Our goals weren't to get out and do a thing. Our goals, hey, these kids are over here going to college. So what is your goal? Gotta go to college too. So we had done our following.
What the fuck did we start on?
No, we started.
By the way, this is a Darius rant. We started one place.
No,
about
no,
the generation. We started about the generation.
No, we're talking about generation.
Yeah,
no,
so
we're talking
where
about
are you going?
The reason for my whole thought when I go out on the stage is that when the girls tell me, "Hey, I'm beneath these guys," or I'm making myself.
Well,
I could deal with the white.
I have a point to that. I think it's a difference. Like if they're laughing, but it's a difference. Like if they're laughing and you're doing racial stuff, there's a difference between if they're laughing at you or laughing with you. And you have I think you should take a responsibility on what you're putting out. Now, if they were laughing at you because you were doing something just fun, because you're funny.
That right there is the same reason why Dave Chappelle quit.
Yeah, that's what I was bringing up. So that's why if they were checking you on that end, I don't know. I wasn't there. But like if you were just doing comedy and they were laughing at you, then...
Was there? Yeah, you were.
Okay, I don't, you know.
Go on. Go on, keep going.
That's my point, though.
Right. It'd be like if I was saying, oh, the white man owns me.
Yeah.
So you remember
what jokes you had?
No, I have my own same. Back then, I was doing the same joke.
No,
she's right. I have the same joke.
Did you think about what you said?
The same joke was I was doing is, the joke I did that night was, there was a guy that used to go, a cowboy, comes out, do this vagina joke. Vagina joke. So I came out and be like, oh, shit, if black people do it, it'd be like, you know,
just sit like that. And I went on that joke and I did the shit about, oh, I did it. I went really nasty on one joke about jumping out of a plane, and that was it. Just like white people jump out of a plane.
What was this? What show was this?
It was at the Old World, yeah.
I was there?
Yeah, you were there. I got pictures with you, bro. It's not even worried about what the show was, yeah. But these comics from LA came out to this area. And like,
they
oh,
told you.
Yeah, because you. The room is all white, and we're only four black people in the room with two, you know, the four comics and a white room. So there's like, oh, you shouldn't bow down to them. And well, they're laughing. So while they got up there on stage, they didn't get no laughs. So now they're looking at you like
some hater.
Yeah, like oh, you didn't get no. Oh, you didn't get laughs. So I'm watching my room and catering to my room instead of catering to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because as us, what is our job? Our job is actually to cater to the audience.
Exactly.
I don't know about that all the time either, though.
Like, well, if that audience is paying.
So at a certain point, you got to do comedy for yourself.
Yeah, but you have yourself. That's your job.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.